Blog Talk Radio.
This is Carrie. You can find me on Twitter at Diva's Boy and follow on our blog, DivaDome.com. Also on Facebook, Diva Gamer Live is the fan page. You can follow us here on Blog Talk Radio and subscribe to us on iTunes.
Yeah, Carrie, you're not coming in clearly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Once you have finished, and we're going to do some of the show, and I'm going to call back in.
You're going to call back in? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I can hear Marianne fine. I just can't hear Carrie. She's kind of like
okay.
Wobbly.
She must be
like
having, maybe it's her phone. Yeah, it sounds like Carrie's having a bad connection, so she's going to hang up and call in. And okay, like she's saying, this is our Diva Duel show. I think she said you could, find us on iTunes and at Diva Duel on Facebook.
Yeah, the blog and...
in the blog, and she also tweets live on Twitter times when she can at Diva of Dole. Okay, we have Jamie with us tonight helping out, and this
Hello.
Is Marianne. Yeah, I didn't know if I was going to be able to make it, but I did. So basically going to call and, talk about or complain about maybe the show.
Yeah, more like complain, yeah.
More like complain.
Yeah, and before the show started, we were talking about Ken Corday's new project, the Marlin Fishing.
Mm-hmm. Yes, did you want to tell people about that? You're the one. That
yeah, well, basically, Ken Corday and his production company, Corday Productions, is producing some new fishing show called Marlin Fishing, and I think it was Daytime Confidential that first announced it. And there wasn't a whole lot of details about it, just that Ken Corday is spending money on this. I'm not sure if it's a documentary or a reality show, but it's something like that. And
yeah, it sounds like a documentary.
Off. Yeah, and we're kind of pissed off that he's not spending money on Dave and that he's spending money on these other projects. Because you would think, you know, the mayor and Kirakis mansion is getting smaller and uglier, that you'd spend money on sets and stuff. I mean, yeah, we have this new club set, but do we really need a new club? So.
Yeah. Yeah, and how often are they going to be in that? The club, I don't know. It was kind of dark in there, so it was kind of hard to tell really what it looked like. I'm wondering if it was an old set of something else that they had used before.
You can tell one set
is another.
Someone said that it used to be Stephen Kayla's loft or something.
Oh, really?
But it looked too big to be that. I don't know.
Oh, that's a long time ago. I don't remember there.
Unless I took, parts of different sets and put them together or something.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
I don't know.
No.
But, yeah, a lot of people are not happy about the fishing thing with Ken Corday.
No. Especially with the 50th coming up. You'd hope that he could put a little bit more money out or do a little bit more
Spend money
this year.
To bring vets back and the sets
right.
And have a big party or something.
Not like have a big party in November, kind of like what GH did, bring a lot of the vets back. And actually, it was for the whole year, throughout the whole year of the 50th, not just for their anniversary show. And I was
not just one day or one week, it was the whole year.
Right. It was throughout the whole year of their 50th year. And what else? It's, and then they have that Day of Days all the time in November. I was hoping that they do something something big there, or maybe take it on the road again. I don't know. But I guess we'll see. Doesn't sound like they're going to do anything different.
No.
So
they
Carrie
have
make it
party off screen, but not on screen.
I'm sure they will.
Like
a cast party, and
they usually have KK and photos and things like that. But
And I think it's something special for the for the 45th. They did, you know, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. I'd just like to see a lot of the vets back. You know, it would be fun. You know, people that you haven't seen for a long time. So,
There's so many people. And the thing that worries me is that the other thing, major news, is the cast cuts. Apparently all the soaps have to cut their cast sizes.
Oh, yes. I wasn't quite understanding that, because is there some kind of law or something that they have to...
I think it has to do with the unions or something to pay the actors. I'm not exactly sure. But, you know, it could be good news if they get rid of the people that we don't want on the show. No, I mean, no offense, these newer characters like Serena and Paige, those characters, if they left, I wouldn't really care. But if, you know, there's a rumor that Lauren Coslow could leave, and that would be terrible. That would, like, Days would be doomed right there if they get rid of her and they don't bring anyone else back. I mean, they've already lost Allison Sweeney and James Scott, so losing her.
Right, yeah, they can't afford to lose the good actors and actresses and the veterans, you know, that they already have.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm not sure how that works, but I know they can barely, you know, with the money that they have, I guess. And I think a lot of it is NBC not supporting the show. I don't know. I know Angela knows a lot about that kind of stuff more so than I do. I don't know. I don't know if she'll be calling it or not.
NBC doesn't really promote the show a whole lot. I mean, they have the weekly promos and the NBC Days account on Twitter. That's about it. There's nothing else. And the NBC Days account, that's kind of, I don't know if you've seen that, but whoever does those tweets, they're not very good.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, like, there's not a whole lot of substance to what they're saying. I don't know.
Was Carrie able to call back in? You got there? Oh. Can you
hear me?
It's not real well.
Yeah, we can hear you, but not very well, yeah.
Okay, well, I'll check what the thing is. Honestly, we have this on Twitter, so I'm going to say, okay, so I'm going to call back in.
Yeah, Carrie, we can't hear you, yeah, kind of.
Yeah, it's kind of like muffled, I guess. We can hear you, but like not clearly.
Yeah, there's a few of the words I can hear, but most of it I can't understand at all.
Maybe a different phone? I don't know.
Yeah. Is she going to try calling back in again?
I think she must have hung up.
She has to charge her phone or something? I don't know.
Yeah, okay. Well, then maybe we can start talking about the show this week. Did you want to start with, maybe we can start with the worst. Is that JJ and Paige?
Yeah, probably.
I guess. Yeah.
I mean, basically, it was more the same that we've seen the past month or so, that now that JJ has told Paige that he slept with someone else, now Paige wants to find out who it is, bragging, because instead of investigating to find out who he slept with, all she's doing is confronting JJ and saying, tell me who it is, and you just won't really say.
Yes.
It just seems very repetitive and not really moving anywhere. Like, if she was like I don't know, investigating, like, I don't know how she would investigate this, but like go around asking different people in town if she saw JJ with someone, but instead she's just kind of confronting JJ the whole time, whining about it.
Mm-hmm.
It's very pathetic and annoying. And you know, we had at the house, JJ and Eve were yelling at each other until they kissed, and then Jennifer walked in the house and you thought that she was going to catch them kissing, but they stopped kissing before she caught them.
Yeah. That's the last thing Jennifer would think of, though, that there was anything like that going on, you know?
Yeah.
Because it's so
disgusting.
Yeah,
Jennifer pretty much just assumed that Eve was there to complain at JJ, which she pretty much was until they kissed.
Mm-hmm.
And then Eve left.
So what else? And Nicole came back.
Oh, was that the that kid that was doing drugs with JJ a while ago?
The jail or something? Is he the one that planted the drugs or something? I can't remember.
Oh, yeah, he mentioned he planted the drugs. Yeah, he said he went to rehab, I think. And he said that he
right.
changed, but I guess he's maybe just pretending, so he'll get JJ upset that he's flirting with Paige now.
I don't know. I was going to say
that's
I was wondering if
that he's not
something
changed.
Yeah, something's going to start with them, maybe.
I mean, not
I
that
know.
I really care, but.
No.
Because, I mean, it's not like this drug guy is an important character, and we don't like Paige anyway, so them, right?
With them?
Yeah.
Thinking. So, what did you like the best, I guess? Or what storyline?
Well, it's not so much a storyline, it's more of a character in the dialogue, and that has to be Victor on Friday.
Oh, Victor on Friday. Oh, yes, he had some good lines.
Yeah, his
on Friday.
Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
We call it Clyde Hillbilly Bew or Bo or whatever. And then also he said there's only one Titan in this town, and that's my company, and Clyde's not going to take it. If he wants a Duck Dynasty, it can be Duck Dynasty and things like that.
Yeah, if he wants a dynasty, he can stick with ducks.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Yeah.
And I can't remember exactly what other things he said, but those definitely stuck out in my mind on Friday, yeah.
Oh, yes. I guess Kate came to him for, because he helped, he helped save Sammy, I guess, with the Demira thing, and then he made it a success or something, and she was, I'm not sure quite where Kate stands. I guess she's still with the Demiras and with Chad. Because, Stefano hasn't been around. So that's kind of confusing right now. It's like.
Yeah, I guess she kind of is. I mean.
Yeah. Or is Chad really on her side? Or is he really working with Stefano? It's kind of like, and now it seems like Kate's trying to get in with Clyde. So I don't know. That's kind of confusing. I'd like to see Stefano come back again.
Yeah, I know he's going to be on this week, but again, he's just going to be on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't really like how Stefano's been written lately, like the past 6 months or so. I mean, he's basically just gossiping about Chad dating Jordan. It's like, why would Stefano care about that?
Right. And it's kind of sad to see the Demiras kind of like aren't there anymore. Since EJ left, there's really not much other than Chad.
We do have Kristen coming back, and I guess it's in a month or so.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know how long that is. I think I only heard she's back for like 2 weeks. Baby story with Teresa and Brady and all that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know when she's coming back. And Teresa's having all these, she gets all emotional now every time she sees a baby.
Yeah.
Trying to figure out. And there's that whole thing with Brady trying to, does he really still care about her? And he seems to be concerned.
Yeah, well, Brady seemed to be getting jealous when he saw Teresa
with
this new guy, Clint. And I'm guessing Clint is working for Kristen. I mean, they didn't really say, but he was talking on the phone to someone and sounded very suspicious about it.
Mm-hmm.
Like he basically told the person on the phone, yes, I found Teresa Donovan.
Mm-hmm.
But we didn't see who he was talking to on the other end. So I'm guessing it's probably Kristen or one of Kristen's other goons.
Mm-hmm. Kind of reminds me like he'd be somebody that would be working with Kristen, because, talk about the one of the worst, the acting. The acting is not there for sure. I'm thinking.
Yeah, that guy was kind of weird. I don't know.
He just kind of came out of nowhere. She's just sitting at the table and he's kind of sitting there and, they kind of meet each other.
Yeah.
He's kind of introduced kind of strange, but it's like all these new characters. I don't know. And then you have the Serena and Nicole fight.
Yeah.
I'm not a fan of Serena, but I hope Nicole brings her down.
Yeah, I mean, I enjoyed the fight scene, but yeah, I don't like Serena at all.
Mm-hmm.
Because it just makes Nicole look bad, and she's already been looking bad. And someone said on Twitter, oh, why don't you like Nicole to have a rival? And it's not that I don't Nicole to have a rival. I'm fine with Nicole having a new rival, but the problem is I want Nicole to win for once.
Mm-hmm.
And also the thing about Serena being Nicole's rival is that we know nothing about Serena, so why should we
mm-hmm.
care about a rivalry?
Mm-hmm.
And Eric really annoyed me. I mean, he's been annoying me for a while, but he really annoyed me this week when he was talking to Serena and said that Nicole should move to a new continent or something.
Yeah, another continent. Yeah, I don't know if he's talking to Marlena.
Yeah, he's basically, yeah, Eric's
uh-huh.
talking trash about Nicole behind Nicole's back to Serena. So.
But I liked how Daniel's kind of defended her. And, you know, had her back, except that
yeah.
she got mad at him because he wouldn't admit that he, you know, Serena or, you know, he's kind of taken a middle ground with her, I guess,
yeah.
because she's friends with Melanie. And so they're.
Yeah, I mean, I do like Daniel and Nicole together, but the problem is I know it's
uh-huh.
not going to last because when Daniel finds out that Nicole is investigating Serena, they're going to break
right.
up again and blah, blah, blah.
You know what I was just hoping that
over
she
and over
could
again.
Be. Yeah, that she could just be upfront with him and just say, hey, you know what? I'm not sure about Serena. This guy came to me. I know she didn't have to say her source, but at least be upfront with Daniel and say, you know, something, this is what this guy said about her, and I'm going to, you know, try to find out. But I know she
yeah,
probably
well,
can't
I guess,
do that as a journalist,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, plus she's probably going to think, oh, Daniel's probably going to stop her from doing it anyway, so. She's
mm-hmm.
probably thinking, oh, what's the point of telling Daniel? I know I should be honest, but he's not going to let me do it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, guys, I'm going to bring on
it?
Angela. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I try my
husband. Oh, we
hi,
can hear you good now, Carrie.
Okay.
Yeah, Carrie sounds good now, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hi, Carrie, Marianne, Jamie.
Hi.
Hi.
It's
been a while, yeah.
It has been a while.
Yeah.
Jamie, I think we need to get Diva t-shirts for you because honestly, I've been sitting here, you've had the best sort of deadpan reactions to the comments. They really have been quite classic, actually. I'm going to have to start writing these down. They're pretty funny.
Uh-huh.
You know, Diva could feature those. Carrie could feature those along with the tweets of the week, I think.
I have to say,
they really aren't stories.
The mm-hmm. Tom Petty press conference was more fun live tweeting than days this week. Because all Tom Petty did was talk about his balls and how he likes
oh, yeah.
them to feel like leather wallets, and he likes old balls, and it was just hilarious. I mean, I was just laughing my head off.
And did you hear what Belichick said about the balls? He says when they practice with them, they like them wet and sticky. And they're okay. I mean, he actually used those words and said balls at the same time. They're okay. And then Jimmy Fallon just went crazy with it in his monologue then. I'm there. Okay. Whatever. Yeah. That was a fun press conference.
Yeah, people were saying they thought Tom Brady was trolling on purpose. That he was being, you know, making balls jokes on purpose and not, you
on
know,
purpose.
Yeah, not unintentional. So,
yeah.
Anyway, it's funny. I enjoyed it.
Well,
so.
you know who, you know, in this area, we were rooting for Seattle for sure. I think
yeah.
the only people rooting for New England is New England. People in
mm-hmm.
New England. They're Patriot fans. That's it. So.
I anticipate Saturday Night Live is going to be pretty good tonight. If they could have taken verbatim some statements and just added them to the show.
Oh, yeah.
Pretty funny. I was listening at the front end where y'all were talking about the soaps and the staffing, the cast cuts.
Right,
yeah.
Yeah, I think AFTRA and SAG, which I think have combined, I think they approved like a 7-8% pay increase. So that means everybody on contract then is going to have to increase, and I think that's where you know the budgets are are being affected. But I think it didn't shock me to think, you know, we already know that Chriselle Strauss is leaving. I know a lot of folks, you know, like James Reed as an actor. I really do. I'm not sure I'm still not completely sold on Clyde, the character, but, you know, his contract, according to the, you know, again, they could be different. You never know. They can change them. But it shows him off in February. So unless they renew his deal, which they could very easily do, then, you know, it could be that the whole Ozark crowd heads out, except for Ben, I guess. I think it's Ben's there to stay. I talked to Rose for a few minutes on just text earlier today. She wanted me to comment that she was pleased from a wardrobe perspective that Ben and Abby had gotten more wardrobe in the last couple of weeks. And so,
oh yeah, I saw that.
She was pleased with that. But I think that's the biggest thing.
Oh, I haven't noticed. I don't know.
What now?
I said I had noticed. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, I'm ashamed to say I'm calling in and I have really not seen a whole lot of the show, but I did see today, and I guess I'm plugging another site, but Soap Central, you know, they always do the Two Scoops commentary, and Larissa, who I always enjoy whatever she has to say, she really did quite well, I thought, in the in her description. If y'all haven't read it, it's worth a read. She equated,
yeah.
Jamie, did you read it?
Yeah, I think so.
And because she was equating Serena with Madison James.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's correct. Yeah.
On the show all the time, but yet we have no backstory. So it was, anyway, but she actually covered quite a bit of stuff that was really quite funny. I think that's the big thing as far as the cuts go. But they've already said, like I know for Young and the Restless, they've already said a couple of people that have at least there have been the rumors that they're going. And like I said, I would expect that there'll be several today. The thing that concerned me on Twitter this afternoon, or I guess it was yesterday afternoon, I didn't get to see Twitter yesterday, but that both Greg Vaughn and Ariane Zucker both canceled out of the May Canadian event. And why would you cancel on a Friday when it's months and months ahead? So, you know, because they typically let go of people on Fridays. So, I don't know. I hope that's not what that means. But neither one of them have much of a story.
Yeah, and I heard about a month or so ago, Greg Vaughn said to, I think it was Michael Fairman, that he's not really happy with the current story with Serena.
Yeah, you could tell. Yeah,
that interview.
About it.
Right. He was pretty vocal about it, you know, that he's not happy, and he's kind of like, you know.
Yeah,
I think he probably would have liked to see more with
lot,
Nicole and Eric, I'm thinking.
Oh,
that's
I think that was the money shot. I just say this over and over again. It makes me so mad because I wrote about this thing for like since 2010 that this could be a great story enough, and they were finally going to start to do it, and then it just dropped dead. And
if they wanted someone to come in between Eric and Nicole, it would have made more sense if it was someone like Brady or someone like that.
I know. Well, the three of them. You have the two brothers and her. You've got all the history. Yeah, it was a great, you know, it was really a great story. Greg Vaughn, I thought, you know, I don't know what the history was on his interviews, but, you know, he interviewed like a year and a half before he took the role. Now, I don't know if they just couldn't agree on money or what the deal, what the discussions were about the character or whatever else they were concerned about, but obviously there had been a number of people that have come on from General Hospital on the days and been less than thrilled with what happened. So, you know, I could easily see where he could have been a little bit hesitant before coming on, because I was so excited when they finally signed him. And, you know, and it was going well. And then all of a sudden it was just like overnight. There is, you know, and I just, you know, Ariane Zucker is such a good actress and has done, you know, she's been on the show a long time. She's grown so much. You were talking about Kate. I mean, she and Kate should be rivals. I mean, you know, or at least she and Kate and Eve,
right.
Although I like Cassie DePaiva so much, but I absolutely despise this Eve character.
Oh,
and I remember
yeah,
the original
I don't
Eve.
Like
original
right.
Eve was good, but this is, I just
no, like, it, if
just,
they could have gotten
no,
Charlotte Ross, I don't know if she'd have done a better job or...
It's,
I don't
well,
know.
It's the writing.
The
writing. I think it's the writing. I don't think, and I don't blame
right,
it
yeah.
on the script writers. I just think it's the way they're painting Eve, and it's just like the way they've kind of, in my opinion, kind of the way they've painted Teresa, is that there is no upside. I mean, now maybe with this with the baby situation, that's going to show a little bit more vulnerability for Teresa, because I really like Jen Lilly. I was thrilled that she was coming on the show, but I also wonder about her. You know, there was this huge write up a couple of weeks ago about how Universal is going to give her a 2-record deal.
Well, she
yeah, said that's almost
on
unheard
that
of.
Put on Days.
What now?
What, Jamie?
Jen Lilly said on Twitter that she's staying at Days, but yeah, she did get that deal, but she's still staying at Days.
Yeah, but see her contract. I mean, but she had put. I had read an interview, and for some reason, I had read the same thing. Sort of early on, I don't know, somehow the spacing of when I read something older and then I read that, she was saying something about she had some very specific things that she had put into her contract when she went to Days. And I don't know, it may have been because of kind of what happened to her at General Hospital, which was probably not the best. It's like, yes, this is, you're here temporarily. No, you're here permanently. No, you're really just here temporarily and you're gone next week. I mean, that's kind of what happened to her at GH. So that may, I have no idea what was in her contract, but I mean, I found it unusual that that anybody is handing out 2-record deals to people, especially people that really haven't, not that she has not sung, but you know, yeah, I don't think the duet with Eric Martsoff, I mean, I could see them giving a deal to Eric before Jen. I don't know. I'm just wondering if that is, if for say Days was not going to be on past 50. I'm not saying that's the case, but just to hypothetically say that, then maybe they've got to do something else to kind of compensate her. I don't know. But it just...
Just another one I wouldn't miss, though. I wouldn't miss her. Well, there's not too many of them on there anymore that I would miss. You know.
Well, I mean, that's a shame about the character.
Like, I would miss Ari Zucker and, you know, and Lauren Coslow and John Aniston, you know, and Maggie. But, geez, some of the other ones. And Brady, well, I do. I like Brady, you know.
Yeah. Well, but John Aniston, I read, and again, this may have absolutely nothing to do with the show at all. I did read where he is selling his house.
Yeah, I saw that too.
So I don't know. He's been in it since the 80s, so he's been in there for a while.
Right.
But like I said, I'm sure he doesn't have any financial worries either way. But I think, he's I mean, he's really almost the Stefano character again, like he was in the 80s, because, you know, Joe Mescola just hasn't been able to be on the show that frequently.
Right. So it's kind of, as I was telling Jamie earlier, it's kind of sad that the mirrors have just gone,
mm-hmm.
they're just not there anymore. I mean, that whole
Well,
period.
The mansion is pitiful. I mean, just pitiful.
I mean, there's no,
yeah,
no
the
threat.
The Kiriakis mansion is bad now, too. Have you seen
yeah.
the Kiriakis mansion now, Angela?
Yeah, is that got, kind of got smaller, too, or kind of, is that different, too?
I'm curious if I know they don't even give tours of that anymore, but the way it appears to me, every time I do see it, and I haven't, like I said, I have not, quite honestly, have not seen the show in at least more than 2 weeks, actually. Yeah, like I said, I read about it and see excerpts and may see a promo here and there, and I'll talk to some folks, but I haven't really seen it closely. But the set, to me, has, if you look at it really closely, the wallpaper in the DeMera set is the same wallpaper that they have in a lot of these hotel rooms that they create. And so I'm thinking that really that they have set it up, they've created the way the Kiriakis Mansion, that they actually can move every single one of those walls around and create different bedrooms or all sorts of different things. Because you keep seeing that same wallpaper. It almost doesn't look like wallpaper when you're seeing the Kiriakis Mansion because it's more at a distance. But if you look really closely, it's the same. Yeah. So I don't know what they're doing. I have not seen the set for the new club.
And Joe's only on like on the phone like a couple of times. Mm-hmm. You'll see him, and he's really
not really doing much when he's on the phone either. It's not like he's blackmailing people or anything. It's mostly just
he's not threatening
up.
Or no.
Yeah.
Well,
Clyde in, you know, Clyde to be Victor's nemesis instead of Stefano. You know, now it's Clyde.
But, you know, don't you think that's still a little bit weak?
Yeah. Well, yeah. Clyde, I mean, I like just like you said, I like James Reed, but this Clyde character still, I don't know. I'm still not seeing it. I don't know. Just something about him. I don't know.
The whole Ozark thing, Tammy Sue and all that kind of I still feel like that's kind of the slam to the South. I mean, the Ozarks are not necessarily the South, but
threatening. Let's put it that way. He doesn't seem as threatening. It's like Victor should be able to squash him like really like that.
If you think Victor would just hire some people to take Clyde out and that'd be it. Yeah.
Well, I just feel like Kate should be able to, you know, to really be manipulating him, I think.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, much more strong. I don't know. Like I said, it's just, obviously I'm not watching it very closely.
Victor in the trucking business. Victor was never in the trucking business.
Really. I never, ever heard that before. He was in the shipping business. In Titan Publishing and the shipping business. Yeah, he was in shipping. No, I don't know. Not trucking. In Salem, you never heard that. You know, they had the dachshund out in Salem, of course, and he was in the shipping and stuff. But, yeah, so that was
reach the lower middle class. Remember when the Brady's were introduced in the 80s, it was the fish market. It wasn't even the Brady Pub yet. It was
It was a fish market. And then they made it to the Brady Pub, yeah.
But at least that made more sense because the Brady's were new at the time, but Victor's been on the show for over 20 years now, so.
Yeah.
Longer than that. I mean, he's been on there since 85.
I would still enjoy seeing him and Stefano go at it again. You know, even Kate brought that up about, you know, Philip and, you know, back, of course, when Tony got killed instead of, remember when they had the wars going on and stuff? Yeah. What was that stupid thing? Weren't they fighting over some kind of stupid
that
was chemical?
The formula that Shonda created, and somehow Melanie bought it for $10,000, and she sold it to Tony. That's what it was called.
Yes, thank you. Yeah, I couldn't think. It's something. Yeah. That was back
died,
in 2009.
They never mentioned it ever again.
Yeah.
And the other thing is, that's another person I want back is Philip, because they mentioned his name a lot this week.
Yeah.
So they mentioned, you know, about, Stefano causing Philip to get shot, and I think Maggie brought up, well, are you jealous of Kate, and because you have a child together?
Yeah, they mentioned.
I love Philip. I mean, Philip is one of my favorite characters, and of course I loved him with Chloe. But, of course, that was the old Chloe, not the Chloe that they reinvented a couple of years ago. The only problem with bringing Philip back now is that Melanie's back. And, you got to address the whole issue that they were married. And I don't know. It still seems kind of incestuous to me. You have to sit down and really think about who's related to who and how. I've forgotten it now, so I'd have to sit down and really think about it.
Well, I like Philip and Melanie together, and Philip finding out that Melanie and Brady are together could be interesting, but, I would want...
I still think Brady is way too old for Melanie, to me. That's just me.
Well, I just like their friendship. I think if they go beyond friendship, it's just going to ruin things.
No, they already have, haven't they?
What? They haven't
gone beyond friendship.
Well, they're just kind of starting to date. You know, they kissed, and now they want to go on a date. So, they are trying to take it to the next level.
the character of Brady is, if nothing else, he's persistent. I mean, he has killed off how many fiancés.
Yeah, he doesn't have a good track record with the women. Yeah, or actually, if I was a woman, I'd be scared. Like, I don't know, Brady. Like, I want to live here, you know. So I don't know.
Not sure.
Yeah.
But I do think, thing that Jamie mentioned earlier about the Stefano preview, and I saw that, I think, today. I think that looked at it today online. And I was just pleased to see him standing up. You know, there's been so many of these, just he's sitting behind the desk. And I thought I was excited just to see him actually standing up. So it was a little bit more powerful. I have no idea what the scene's going to be about. You know, it could be about Jordan, who knows. But it just seemed like, that he seemed to be in a little bit more powerful position the way they had placed him in the scene. So I don't know. But I know he's had some different, things going on personally, so that's one of the reasons why he hasn't done as much. So I'm just thankful he's still on, period, no matter what. But they could do a tremendous amount with John Aniston and Joe Mescola. They really could. That would be an interesting story, much less than some of the others. And I have not been watching, so I have not seen the new club. I know that Rose said that she thought she liked the new set, but I don't know. I haven't seen
the club. You mean?
Yeah, the new club.
Yeah, I guess. It's a club.
I like the set, but I just don't think it's necessary. Or if you're gonna have a club, bring back Shea Rouge or Penthouse Grill.
Penthouse
Grill. Yeah.
It was
a cheap part.
To me, this new club just feels like they didn't know what to do with Ray, so we're just going to give Ray
this exactly. They needed something to find for Rafe to do, so they made up this club and said, hey, let's try something different.
Because it didn't make any sense why Victor, of all people, would buy a club and give it to Rafe in the first place. I mean, he was trying to give it to Sonny originally, but
Raven,
that has something to do with it, though. You know, I have no intel. This is just me guessing something, but you know, I don't know what the final situation is with Freddie Smith and the charges and his accident and so forth in Ohio. But,
right, but Sonny's supposed to lose the business. I think Sonny's supposed to lose his business. I mean,
saying in real life. In real life.
Right, that's what I mean. I'm wondering if they need to write him out or something
That's actually what it looked like to me, because it seemed like they were really focusing, and again, I'm not really keen on that whole story either, but they were really trying to focus at first on Sonny and Paul, and then it switched to Will, and I guess Will has turned into Sammy, so to speak.
Yeah, he has turned into
Will's actually worse than Sammy, I think. Will's actually worse than Sammy. At least Will's not guilty at all that he's cheated. At least when Sammy would cheat, she felt guilty afterwards. But Will's like,
it's not
I'm
even like he recognizes it or something. I mean, it's just strange. But I'm wondering if that was part of it. And then, at Day of Days, several people were asking questions of Drake Hogeston as far as was he coming back to the show, was he going to be on and so forth.
Well,
and
right now right now, John has taken Ray's job now that Ray's fired.
Now he's a cop.
John's a cop.
So now he has a job, which is good, because then that means he's on the screen. So if he has a job, then that's a positive for Drake.
But is he going to be getting Abe's airtime? I mean, we haven't seen Abe a whole lot. I mean, and he's a cop still, so is it just going to be like
Abe ever,
Roman's a cop, too. We hardly ever see him. So,
yeah, is it just going to be Abe and Roman's airtime that John's going to get now? I mean, that's not good either.
I don't know. Well, they'll have to. At this point,
even
like
Marlena
said,
doesn't get a whole lot of airtime either. So,
Marlena's there just to babysit Eric, which is ridiculous.
Right. They're all there just to pimp the other. You know, they haven't really had their main, like John and Marlena hasn't had a main storyline in a long time. If they ever will.
They put John in a coma and then sent him out of town. That was ridiculous. And when John was in the coma, they never mentioned that Belle. Like, they never called up Belle and said, oh, your father's in a coma.
Did you hear any kind of rumor that Belle, that Kristen Alderson plays Kiki, is coming to Days, and she might play Belle? Did anybody hear that?
Kathy Kapivas said that she wanted to play a recast of Paige, but I didn't hear.
Or maybe a recast of Paige, but then I heard Belle too. But now I heard that they're not pleased with the actress that plays Paige, so maybe she could be recast as she's a little too older for that, though, right? Doesn't she seem older than way too older than what Paige should be? Paige, what, the 18?
Yeah, I think that's
more like early 20s.
I don't think that's going to happen. I think that's just Sam's wish.
Yeah.
I think, Jamie, you probably read some of the stuff on Daytime Confidential. Wasn't the interview with Kristen Alderson kind of like she really felt like, you know, she's been on soap since she was a little girl, and she really wants to try something else, and this is the time to try it?
Yeah, well, she's also a singer, so she might be doing more of that or something.
Mm-hmm. I have no idea, but I was surprised that in talking about cutting cast, I was kind of surprised, even I know we're talking about Days, but they've recast, you know, the actress that used to be Ashley Abbott, Eileen Davidson's daughter off of Y&R, as the new Kiki on General Hospital. And I was thinking for a while, yeah, that's probably a cut they could have made for a while and just not have her, you know, just have her rest for a while and then come back. But they've already recast that on GH, so they're not getting rid of Kiki for sure. They just hired
the character's
Y&R
not leaving,
girl.
Just the actress.
Mm-hmm.
I heard they were recasting. I didn't know who the new actress was, but I knew they were recasting.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
So that's not where the actors will be going. But yeah, there have been several. They've already cut a couple of people on GH. So, or moved several people to recurring. So,
yeah, I mean,
I don't know how big the change that's going to be.
They have so many characters, though. It's just amazing.
But they're
how many.
So good.
They're
all
they're
so
all
good.
Good.
I don't want to lose anybody.
Right.
Yeah.
And I mean, I kind of like how they do them. They're not on for a while, but then they come, like, we hadn't seen Franco and Nina for a while, but now they're back and Heather's back. And they always just come in, and, like, when they come in, it's like, oh, okay, you know, a breath of fresh air, you know, and it's somebody different. And Ava had been on, you know.
Yeah, we're on Days. Like, I love Kayla, but whenever she's on, it's not like I really care. Like, I love Mary Beth Evans and the character of Kayla, but when she comes back on, I don't really miss her or care that whole much about her.
It's the writing and how they use. It's the story and how they, like, there you saw Heather and Nina appear, you know, and then there's that connection with Franco, and it's just the chemistry and the writing and the storyline are, you know.
I guess the hope is still, and maybe this is wishful thinking because I haven't read or heard anything, but I still have the dream that at least for the 50th anniversary, maybe they'll bring Stephen Nichols back and reunite he and Kayla. I mean, that was the most successful wedding, and, you know, Days has had a lot of quote-unquote super couple weddings that have been very successful. That was the one that got the largest audience ever, was the Kayla.
Kayla
and Patch.
Yeah. I mean, they should do that for all the super couples, not just the one.
Oh, I agree. Mm-hmm. I agree. I mean, that would be a good way to do the 50th anniversary is
the
to bring back.
That should be an ensemble thing with all the vets, not just.
You know, that should bring all the vets.
No, I like Patch and Kayla. I don't want it just to be about them and then everybody else is sidelined.
Well, you know, there was such a big hubbub, and
Kim and Shane and, you know. All them back, you know.
Right. Well, yeah, we had such, you know, there was such hope. I know I surely had a lot of hope for a happily ever after with EJ and Sammy, and of course we certainly didn't get that. But, you know, I know when they did one of the last fan events with James Scott, or maybe it was the last fan event he did in Boston, Jen Lilly was there, Galen Gehring was there, Eric Martzoff was there, and Daniel Cosgrove was there, and they were talking about, and that one of the questions that came out, and of course it initially started with James Scott, was what would be EJ's happily ever after, and of course he said, you know, leaving with Sammy, you know, and anything else would not be his happily ever after. But then they went through each one of those guys and asked them about their happily ever afters. And so I thought, well, you know, that would be a nice nod to a lot of fans, is to really, I know if they brought Jack back, but they always show his picture. So anytime they're showing pictures, I still get hopeful. You know, they did that for Tony for a long time.
Yeah, that's true. But nothing ever happened with that.
At this point,
yeah, I mean, Jack
could
be
there. Matthew Ashford, I mean, whatever's gone on, like I said, you know, even if it was near the end for a couple of weeks, that would be really good. And, you know, it surely wouldn't cost them a lot to bring people back, you know, for a couple of weeks. You know, maybe if that's why they keep cutting all these bigger salary people, then they're hiring folks that are making a lot less, then they're saving up to bring back Peter Reckle and Stephen Nichols and Matt Ashford and have some of the happily ever afters. Because, yeah, honestly, I don't care how many times they've killed Jack off at this point. You know, they've killed poor Jack. They've given his organs away.
Yeah, but after what Corday said about, Corday said about him and Tony, about like they're really dead, you know, it was just you could tell, you know, like, yeah, everybody's always dead on soaps, but he's saying that those two are really dead. You could just see there's more personal stuff there than just,
yeah,
you know, like, come on, don't
stuff,
say that, because anybody
can remember in that interview. I remember in that interview, people were saying, oh, well, Kristen came back from the dead and Nick came back from the dead. And he said, well, but for Jack and Tony, it's different.
It's different.
Because they're dead.
Right. Why?
The final or
why is it
like
different?
Well, I can assure
like,
you, if Sony, I really think if Sony and NBC see some money and better ratings, I mean, they were down 575,000 year to date, like a week ago. If they think that bringing these folks back for the 50th anniversary, and, you know, again, that's an important brand. That's right now, that's the biggest part of Days, is at least that brand name and being having been on for almost 50 years. And obviously, that's what they're playing up. Ken Corday, I think, I don't know that he's in a very strong position to say too much about who he doesn't ever want to have back on the show or not.
Angela, at the beginning of the show, we were talking about Ken Corday's new project about fishing. Have you read about that?
The Marlin thing?
Yeah, Marlin fishing.
Yeah.
I was putting money into that,
so why can't he put money into
it's
Days?
It's like Ken Corday is not spending money on Days, but he's spending money on these other side projects, and this is his newest one.
Like I said, he's got that holding company. That 1% that they're raking in from Young and the Restless, I don't know where that money's going, but it sure as heck isn't going on the Days.
It should be, I mean.
But I don't know. I thought it's a six-hour documentary. You know, even, maybe if they had James Scott host it, you know. But even James Scott hosting a six-hour documentary on the Blue Marlins in Hawaii, I think would be a tough sell. But maybe National Geographic might buy it. But I thought his big deal was romance. I thought he had signed this deal with this, you know, this Brazilian company or whatever to do all these novellas. And
he
had all this
stuff
going on there.
I think this is just another thing in addition. I think still doing those other things, I think this is just one more thing in addition to those.
When you have a production company, you're supposed to have studios and resources that do production. Where are they? I don't know what's going on. It's always interesting to hear what his interviews say. And I used to be not. I'm very jaded now, and I used to not be. But I honestly think I don't know that anybody really knows what they're doing. I saw a new logo for Corday Productions months ago. I don't know what. Maybe it was on the We Love Soaps website, but it showed like a little. At first I thought it was a shark, you know, kind of fit in with what you're talking about, this blue marlin that was actually, you know, and the shark was wrapped around the sea of Corday. That's really kind of an odd logo.
Wow.
But if they're doing But I just thought, but you know, documentaries on, I don't know, but whatever they want to do. All I wanted to see is a good ending for Days, because I feel like this is just every week that the stuff goes on like it is right now is not a positive for the show.
Yeah,
it's not, it damages the show.
Yeah, and as you mentioned, the ratings, GH averages 3 million viewers, and Days, they're not even close to that. They can barely get to 2.5 million, let alone 3 million.
No, and I don't know. Y'all may have discussed this in some previous weeks, because I haven't been able to call in lately. But I am just baffled about is, and I know we've had a couple of, you know, interruptions, and they had the issue of the bombing in France, and a couple of different things which happened at different times. I think most of the Obama things have been later in the afternoon, so it really wouldn't have affected Days. But it would be like, Days would have had some of the lowest ratings they have ever had, and then they took, I forgot which week it was, but it was just it's sometime this month, where they took 3 days off and said they didn't count. And I'm going, how can you just decide these 3 days aren't going to count? You know, when it's not a national event, it's, you know, the president isn't coming on and doing a news conference, there's not a major event, you know, weather event, you know, like we've had over the years, you know, in different places. To my knowledge, there wasn't one anyway.
You mean they just weren't on, or what do you mean?
No, it was on, and the scores were like 1.42 or 1.61, and then they just put out beside it, did not count. And I'm just thinking, how do you decide
you do not count?
Because that way, General Hospital then,
if you looked at the
headlines that they put out, they said, well, General Hospital had a lower week. Well, the only reason General Hospital had a lower week is because they counted all 5 days, and Days only counted two. And they picked their two best days and counted them. It's interesting, too, the CNBC, which is totally different from, obviously, a soap opera and the network, like NBC, you know, regular programming. But, you know, CNBC, the business channel, has decided to stop using Nielsen ratings altogether. And so for the next year, they're going to start, they're working on a pilot program with something else. You know, they're going to judge, you know, who's watching. But again, it's a different audience. I know people are watching from their offices that are tracking the stock market. And, you know, it's not like people are tuning in to watch Days or the Today Show. But CNBC is completely distancing itself from Nielsen ratings altogether. So I'm not saying that they're going to do that anywhere else, but I just don't understand the whole. It's like it seems like you're either 100% in with Nielsen, or you're not. But you can't just be selectively picking.
Yeah, it's
Days.
Kind of hard with Nielsen ratings now. You can watch TV. You can watch the shows. I said I don't even watch them on TV anymore. I watch them on. I watch them on YouTube.
I do that.
Who watches shows live anymore? They either DVR, you know what I mean?
DVR, Hulu, YouTube, NBC.
Yeah. And then they still fast forward on YouTube, you know? So, like.
Yeah, it takes me only 20 minutes to half an hour to watch Days because I'm fast forwarding here.
Yeah, but I don't fast forward GH. I have to say, usually I like to, you know, catch everything. Although sometimes I do repeat some of the things on there, too. And there are certain storylines I don't like. But most of them I do. I like most of the storylines.
Yeah,
I think
the fluke thing.
Fluke. They need to end this fluke thing once for all. You know, come on. Let's wrap this up. Is it Bill Wacker? Too obvious.
So it is going to wrap up. I did see the promo for it. So.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah. That one did seem to drag, but he also got sick and had surgery or something in between there. So
right.
I don't know that they quite meant for it to be quite as long as it turned out to be. It's the sheer enjoyment of watching General Hospital. It's a totally different, and again, I've watched General Hospital
on
and off
since the
80s. But yeah, I don't, you know, there may be a story I'm not super excited about. I was never really happy about Brit and Felix and all that kind of stuff going on. But, you know, it didn't bother me. It's just, you know, that wasn't my favorite part of the show. I was looking forward to seeing Ava and Sonny and some other people. So I don't know. It's a totally different. I don't analyze it nearly as harshly as I do Days. because I'm entertained. You know, and I think if Days was more entertaining,
that is the word, is entertained. Get entertained by the characters and the stories and the interaction.
Yeah, and even on GH were the stories that I'm not really fond of. At least I know that there's some sort of direction with those stories on Days. The stories, I'm like, okay, where is this going? What's the direction? It just seems like it's going in circles.
Well, I was going to ask y'all, Marianne, you and Jamie were talking about the new character, Clint.
Yeah,
and I have not seen. Yeah. I saw a picture of him, but I haven't seen the show. So does he? Someone said he looked a little bit like Eric Martzoff, but yet y'all said that he's tied to the. Is he tied to the Serena story, or is he tied to the Kristen
no,
story?
No, he's tied to
Kristen's story.
Kristen.
We think he works mm-hmm. for Kristen. Yeah, because he, you know, he made eye contact with Teresa. Like, he kind of singled Teresa out.
Yeah, and then he called someone on the phone, but we don't know who he's talking to on the phone, but he says, I talked to Teresa, and I have her, so it's kind of mysterious.
And he's no match for Eric Martzoff, or any, you know.
No,
Eric.
Well, we all love
yeah.
Eric. Eric's been on the show a long time. He's kind of a part
of
everything.
This guy, for one thing, cannot act his way out of a paper bag, whoever he is. I think he's probably some kind of model again, another, you know.
Well, that's
model
what they're
or something
hiring.
They
that's what mm-hmm. they're hiring right now.
Yeah, just like Ben. But, he's a model, right? So he was a model.
Mm-hmm.
He can act. The guy that's playing Ben, he can act, but this guy...
He can act
playing.
Oh, a lot better. He can act a lot better than this guy, yeah. Most
yeah.
Well, I mean, I actually saw Ben... I can't think of his real life name, but the guy that plays
I
Ben...
Mm-hmm.
I actually
Robert
saw him when All My Children, you know, did its reboot on YouTube. Not YouTube, mm-hmm. but on Hulu. And I thought he played Petey Cortland, and I actually thought he was really good on that. And so I was really excited when he came on to today, thinking that was really going to be a good thing. And I'm not to say that it's that he's doing a bad job. Again, I'm not really watching it very closely, so I really can't say one way or the other. But I think
his acting.
I feel like he was better
good.
On All My Children than he is on Days.
I think his acting is fine. I just think that the problem is the writing because
mm-hmm.
writing
for like two solid months, all he did was sleep with Abigail with no story.
And he's still
and now,
fighting with Chad. It's getting,
and now
you know, and
Chad
pushes
and
his button.
It's like, okay, are they fighting about Jordan or are they fighting about Abigail? It's like, I'm not really sure what they're fighting about. It's just,
well, and
let's
you know,
have these two guys have
the
these random fights for no reason. There's no substance to it. It's just, let's have these two guys beat each other up. And it's in a public place, too, at the restaurant, club, which didn't make any sense.
Well, Jamie, you're right, too, because, and then plus, we all know that Chrishell Strauss is out of there in March. So,
yeah, so if they're fighting over
so
Jordan,
we don't care.
It's like, okay, why don't we care? That, where they're
come
fighting
on, Jordan,
over Jordan,
we're just, we've been
Jordan
waiting for you to go for, like, what, 2 years now? So let's, you know.
We've been waiting.
You know you're going,
but
you never
many
seem to
stories
go.
Sat around here and waited with interest for a while, a long time ago, about whatever her secret was. And, of course, I think they dropped that secret, and then they came up with a new secret.
Oh, I don't think they knew what the secret is. It's a stupid secret. I mean, it's just a... You know, she, I don't know.
Yeah,
and
now we have
Serena's
secret now, too, and we don't know
now,
what that
now
is.
Now there's
the
Serena secret. Who cares about Serena?
Secret.
I don't care.
Yeah.
I don't like
well,
her.
It is tough. It is tough on Melissa Archer. She really did. I don't think they've done her justice in bringing her on the show.
Okay,
the way
but
they have.
Like, it was forced. It was forced on us, like they do
mm-hmm.
all the time when they do that. It's, you know.
It's a tough place for her to be. I'm still not sure. You know, y'all talked about this, I think, before, and I'd read some stuff that they're still thinking about doing a Lucas and Adrian pairing. Is that true?
Yeah, probably, because
Lucas, they keep having Adrian and Lucas babysit the baby.
Yeah, they're putting Lucas and Adrian in the same orbit, you know, but there hasn't been anything so far other than them being, like, teasing with each other and, like, kidding and, you know,
and well,
playing games.
That he did film some scenes at Days, but sound like
yeah.
he's working more at GH than Days.
Yeah, more
GH than absolutely.
Days.
That's his signature role. I love him. I love him as Ned. And he has a whole lot more story over there than he's ever
yeah.
going to have
I mean,
on Days.
I mean, Days could have used Wally Kurth a lot more. with the whole karaoke stuff, but they never really did.
Yeah. Oh, and it was really good when him and EJ were kind of working together.
That was the best.
If they did more of that, I would have liked it, but they didn't. They did it for about a month or two, and then nothing.
Anytime anything is good, Days kills it. Anytime we're enjoying anything, they kill it. Every time. All the time. I don't know.
Hopefully they're going to do something for the 50th. We're talking about the nurse's ball on GH. Mm-hmm. You know, Days used to do a big show, a benefit for the hospital. And didn't they talk about that earlier? I mean, it seems now like it's been like 9-10 months ago. But didn't they talk about bringing that back?
Well, they mentioned some charity thing at the hospital, but I'm not really sure what the details about that were.
They were going to have two different events. They were going to have one as sort of a dedication for Lexi, but then they had already brought up the whole thing about doing kind of, because it was like a variety show. And like what you're saying now, they actually, again, if they could splurge just a little bit on the 50th, they've got about 5 or 6 really strong singers now on the show. They could, they could actually sing something other than Happy Birthday or, a song that, that is in the public domain.
If they write their own song, it's not like they have to pay anyone, so.
Mm-hmm. Hey, turn this on.
Yeah. What's that? Oh. Okay.
Hey there.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Hello.
Hey.
Good to hear your voice.
Oh, nothing much. Just trying to catch up with you guys and trying to put all these things that Dave is doing into perspective.
Yeah, it's tough. Have you caught up?
One of you girls mentioned about Wally Kirk. Well, it would be wonderful if he was there with Victor, because now Victor's taking on Clyde, and that's it's kind of interesting because Victor made the reference to Kate's ex prostitute hustler. I forget the dude's name, but it was back.
Oh, they
it was
mentioned
back
Curtis. Curtis. That was from the guy's name. Yeah, they mentioned him.
Yeah, it was good back then.
Well, like Curtis, he's been working on GH more than Days. I mean, he did tweet a few weeks ago that he did film some on Days, but just seemed like it was just like the way Wally Kirk made it sound like it was just for one or two episodes.
Well,
like if they are going to put Lucas and Adrian together, I'm guessing it's just so Justin can find out about Lucas and Adrian, and then I guess Adrian and Dylan will have a divorce or something. I mean, I don't know. I mean, seems kind of odd just because Lucas and Adrian, they don't have much airtime because they're on recurring anyway, so.
That's exactly it.
And it's sort of incestuous with the whole, Sonny and Will are married, so why would, I don't know, it just seems odd.
Well,
and
it's
funny
the story with Adrian.
On the show, but Lucas is, so I just don't get it.
Yeah, I always wanted them to put Teresa, again, I don't want, I want the Teresa character to be a little bit more gray, not just completely black or white, but gray.
Teresa seems
gray
a little young for
but,
Lucas, but I don't.
I don't know. Well, yeah, but really, I mean, again, I'm probably about the same age as Judy Evans, but Judy Evans is about 10 years older than Brian DeTillo.
Well, maybe it's one of those Kruger storylines,
I like both of them. I mean, I think I like them both. I agree, though, with what Jamie's saying. It just looks like they're putting them together because they're both on recurring, which isn't necessarily the best move. But again, I like to see them. They're all talented, and it would be good to see them more than we do. So.
Yeah, it would be nice to see them on more and with a story, but there's plenty of other women for Lucas to be with. And I don't know. Like, they had Cheryl, and they got rid of her, so.
They didn't even give her a chance. That really, that was so crazy. They did. They were so busy with these, bringing people on, and it's 6 months before anybody shows, and then they make a snap decision before the audience ever sees the person, so you don't know whether they're going to be a hit or not.
And, yeah, it just seemed like they got rid of
the
Cheryl character. Oh, it just seemed like they got rid of the Cheryl character just because they were changing direction on Jordan's story. But the thing is, you still could have kept Cheryl around and made her an interesting character with putting her with Lucas and having this big rivalry between Cheryl and Kate. I mean, we saw a little bit of that like a day or two before Cheryl was gone, but then
It's rare that you get somebody on there after just a couple of days and people are really excited and interested about them. And I think that was the situation with the character of Cheryl. But we just,
she wasn't
surprised
or forced.
She'd have been
good
for Lucas.
Integrated.
I think.
Yeah, she was slowly introduced into the Canvas character. And her and Lucas, had amazing chemistry. And her and Kate, they could have made this big rivalry between them and but they didn't. And the way they got rid of her.
What do y'all think about the Will and Sonny and Paul story? And are they bringing Paul's mother onto the show?
Yeah, she was on the phone talking to Paul, saying that she wasn't coming to Salem.
Oh,
I guess she'll be on more.
Okay.
Yeah, Paul was talking on the phone to his mother, and he was asking his mother,
"Oh,
are you coming to Salem?" And she said, "No, I'm not coming to Salem." But I guess she's probably going to change her mind soon.
Okay.
I have to say, that was some of the worst acting I've ever seen in my life on Israel Lives.
Yeah, I missed that. Did they actually show her?
Yeah, they showed Paul talking
to
the mother on the phone.
Okay, I missed that.
It was horrible.
Okay.
And it's just horrible. I mean, she was just sitting there like, I don't know if she was reading off a cue card or what. I mean, it was just weird.
Okay.
Check that out.
Was that this week?
I think it was Monday. I couldn't be wrong, but I think it was Monday.
I might have missed that then. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, Paul is the only new character that I like because they've given him layers and a rootable factor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Will's
he's
the
not
person
bad.
That I don't like because he's, like we said, he's cheating on Sonny and doesn't feel guilty about it or. He doesn't even
they kind of changed
that
character a little bit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the old Will would have never done that. And he was he was a lot stronger before. Now he's kind of mellowed down some. But I like Chandler Massey was. I think he betrayed the character. I mean, to have some vulnerability, but at the same time. He was a lot stronger.
Yeah, he was vulnerable, but he still had a heart. Now
together.
He just seems heartless, like he can just do whatever he wants and no consequences will happen. It's like...
Well, Sonny's not totally innocent, though, because he been thinking about it, and that's just as much as guilty. So... I don't know. I wish we would tell more heartfelt stories like somebody getting cancer or something, and something that captures the essence of life in the realest form. I mean. Not just drama. I mean, I understand, hey, this is a drama we are watching, but I would love
not cutting out someone's baby embryo and planting it in somebody else without any hormones or any.
I mean, oh Lord, have mercy. not to switch up on soaps, but I'm going to, Wynar, which you guys know, I got a thing with them, but they're doing a story with Michael Baldwin, which is Christian LeBlanc, mm-hmm. having prostate cancer. And they do a PSA at the end because these are, I mean, it's tangible. I mean, because, I mean, we're not just watching TV to be entertained. It can you can also educate us too. I mean,
the problem is though that Dave has tried to do those type of stories before, and they haven't really did a good job at those. Like Caroline's Alzheimer's.
Yeah,
like
I was just going to say
they,
that
they lasted a month and then nothing. We don't see Caroline hardly anymore. And when she is on, they barely mention her Alzheimer's.
I think it's just been such a mix on Days because I think they tried to do a fairly serious cancer story with Kate, you know, back, you know, when they first brought Dr. Dan on as the wonder diagnostician of every disease. When he first came on the show, you know, thought they were doing kind of a serious job with that cancer story. But, you know, what happens is that they do that story, and then they do Daniel cutting out Jennifer's heart at the prison. And, you know, it just kind of takes away the seriousness of the other stories. I mean, they have tried to do some – I mean, I think they did a good job with the post-traumatic stress disorder story with Jack. But then they switch to something totally off the wall, and it is hard. But I think Christian LeBlanc is a really good actor, and I think Young and the Restless does take those things a lot more seriously. It's a different beat of a show.
I mean, we haven't done a domestic violence thing, or we haven't done a bullying thing. Those are really serious issues right now.
I don't know if Days would do a good job of those, and so many other problems right now with the show that even those type of things, well, they'd be good to see. I don't think it would help a whole lot with the show.
I don't know. Well, you know, they tried to do bullying with T, you know, back early on. You know, and a lot of prejudice and so forth. But I think one of the biggest things, and I read this week too, this may have been that Larissa from Two Scoops commentary. I can't remember now. But, you know, there needs to be more diversity, you know. I thought we were kind of moving in that direction. And, of course, they brought Paul on, so that's a little bit of diversity. And Paul's mother, I guess, is reading cue cards. And I don't know if we're how much we're going to see of her. But you know, I read that they're going to bring on another guy from All My Children that played Scott Chandler. And he's a good actor. He was a pretty good actor. I liked him okay when I watched All My Children, which was just kind of on and off. But, you know, I think it would have been much better to have a more diverse character. I know I have read all sorts of...
Well, the other thing about diversity that you mentioned is that they... Remember last year they seemed to be trying to put Abe and Maxine together, and then they dropped mm-hmm. that. Which I really like Abe and Maxine. I wish we saw that, but then all of a sudden they just decided to be friends, and then we didn't see Abe and Maxine for months after that.
And weren't they going to bring Maxine's son on? He was going to be an intern?
Yeah, I think so. They were going to bring her son on, and they were going to put Abe and Maxine together, and Abe's son, Theo, really seemed to like Maxine, but they just dropped that. I don't know why.
What other stories, Kenneth, are there some other ideas that you have for stories that you think would fit in really well?
I mean, it's, you know, cancer's a big thing. You know, they could bring in another person for Will, Sonny, and all these other things, you know, and deal with AIDS and actually educate people on HIV, you know. Here in Arkansas, people have the misconception that, well, every gay person has AIDS because they do, you know, they have sex, you know. But that's not everybody does not have HIV. Everybody does not have AIDS. And you do not get the disease by being gay. I'm so sorry. But, you know, I mean, those things, you know, we as people in the country, and especially the southern states, have got to be smarter. They have to be smarter about things, you know. And a lot of it too is it's just ignorance, you know. And that's why I'm so hard on daytime television, primetime television, because it's their job to educate us, you know. It's their job. It's their job to entertain us, but it's also their job to educate us on things, because I don't know everything. I do not know everything. I didn't know anything about the effects of Alzheimer's and things like that. But my a relative of mine has Alzheimer's, and now, I mean, I'm seeing the effect on, I mean, as a result of having Alzheimer's on the family. I mean, this she has 8 children, and she does not know any of their names. They are perfect strangers to them, and just to see that connection fade away. You know,
tragic.
You stand in the face of somebody that you once knew, but now they don't know you at all. You know, my dad's memory is slipping, you know, away, and you know it's one of those things. It's one of those things that really, you know, you can find comfort if the story is done right, and that's what I'm saying. The story has to be right. You know, you can have the drama and all those other things, but what else? What else do you have? Days really hadn't been anything big really happened on Days since the disaster. I mean that was entertaining. I mean, although you know, we had our issues with the writers, you know, with some things, but disaster, we have to get back to that. I mean, things actually happening, earthquakes actually happening. I mean, life happening.
Shake it up a bit.
Yeah.
Well, Lionheart's going to have that. Lionheart's going to have that for you, Kenneth, because they're going to have a disaster, a big shake up.
That
should be a good story.
Or anything anymore.
Well, you know,
the
thing that
GH does a good job at is there's always cliffhangers. Days doesn't do cliffhangers.
Well, yeah, what Kenneth is talking about, too, is just the real stories that are real life that are, you know, really reflective of what's going on in society right now. And, you know, honestly.
Oh, I know. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, the horrible stuff that has gone on in Ferguson, you know, Missouri, and you know, so many violence in so many of these cities and so forth. And, you know, I was born in the mid-60s, so I know a little bit about the history of what the civil rights movement was. But, you know, I was an infant during a lot of that. You know, schools were integrated by the time I started, you know, first grade. Not to say that, you know, we don't still have a long way to go and so forth, but I mean, as far as some of the really difficult, horrible, worst times were before I was old enough to really know a lot about it and accept its history. And you know, One Life to Live and All My Children, and Lorraine Broderick, who is a breakdown writer on Days, who has written superb stories that are exactly what Kenneth is talking about. She is employed Days of Our Lives. So why are they not letting her write more stories like that, because she is perfectly capable of doing it excellent when she's got, they've done award-winning stories on One Life to Live. I mean, it is ridiculous to the point that One Life to Live did some really, really, really good diversity, prejudice, civil rights issues, stories back in 1968, and we're not doing them now in 2015.
I mean, you know, and that shows you the ignorance of not necessarily of all Americans, but of some, because you have those same issues now. I mean,
I hate to interrupt, but I got to go now. Good night.
Good night.
It's nice here, Angela and Kenneth.
Oh, okay.
Take care.
Okay.
Bye.
Good night.
Bye, Jamie. Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.
We're still having issues with civil rights, people wanting to get married. And the thing is, here you go again, having somebody say what you can't do because of what something says in a book, which we all know has been written and has been interpreted by man time and time again, but because it is there, and because you have people who call themselves Christians who want to play God with people's lives and do X, Y, and Z, which is why we're in the shit that we are in now. And it really pisses me off more than anything else because of the ignorance. You know, people say that they're Christians, but yet they say they try to play God, but yet they're not doing what God, they don't do what God would do. You know, and I'm not on my religious kick. I'm not religious, nothing like that. But I'm just telling you that, you know, we have some serious issues that could be brought to light. And if all the soaps were on one accord, some changes in this country could be made. Truly, there's enough people that watch daytime television that something can be done. I am a found believer of that. I am a found believer of that. When they did the story with Will and Sonny, you know, it was a revolutionary thing because, you know, hey, I can relate. Hey, we have a gay storyline. Bam, somebody gets married. You know, that's probably the most revolutionary thing that the show has done in recent years is having two couples get same-sex couples get married. And so that's the closest to reality that we've gotten on Days of our Lives. You know, Young Arrested toyed with it a little bit with Adam Newman, but they didn't go there. And, you know, it's just one of those things. You know, I'm all about taking risks. That's just me.
Yeah, you're correct. You're correct, and you know, just you know, there are lots of people that say they're Christians or say they're Muslims or say they're, you know, Mormons or whatever else. And, you know, there's no one stereotype for anybody. And that's what's so frustrating is when there's a stereotype for people. And I think that that's part of, you know, if we're watching primetime television, like How to Get Away with Murder, which I think is a really good show, which is a Shonda Rhimes story on Thursday night, and that's a soap. Whether people realize it's a soap or not, it is a soap. And, you know, they will address things in prime time that they still are not going to address for whatever reason in daytime. And it really, I think it has a lot to do with the networks and who is deciding who the audience is. And frankly, with Days, this is just a personal opinion and not based on a whole bunch of detailed facts because I don't really have the facts in front of me, but I get the sense that Days and NBC do not really pay, they don't truly understand who their demographic is.
That's a shame.
You know, they just really don't. They think it's going to be a big story for them to have Sonny and Will, and then that was a groundbreaking story, and now they've brought Paul, and they've got a whole bunch of other stuff going on with that. But, you know, are they doing that because it's a powerful story, or are they thinking that that's being, that's just hitting a demographic, but it really may or may not be, because maybe they're not telling a serious, to me, it's not a serious enough story, simply because Will, to me, shows absolutely no regret of what he's doing at all. It's just almost, you know, but again, I'm not watching it all the time, so I may be missing some of it, because I haven't seen it all. But I think that a lot of it has to do with who's running the shows, and I don't think NBC has got a big buy-in right now on the show, and I don't even know that the show has got much of a commitment past number 50, and I think that shows on it. You know, I think General Hospital has done fantastic story on HIV, you know, with Stone, and that was done nearly 20 years ago. One Life to Live has done some exceptional shows on breast cancer and all sorts of different very serious subjects. And so, and you know, back with All My Children with the Vietnam War and other things like that. So I think at the time, and all the things and times changed, because certainly ABC, you know, 2 years ago didn't care about having any soaps on the air. So, you know, they really didn't have a whole lot of leeway to write a whole lot of really controversial stuff, because they were shooting the shows off as fast as they could. CBS, I think, seems to be the most committed right now behind the shows, you know, behind The Bold and the Beautiful and Y&R. I mean, I'm worried about Charles Pratt as the writer, head writer of Y&R, but we haven't seen what he's going to do yet, so I guess we're just going to have to wait and see. But, I think a lot of it is politics, as it always is with anything. But you're absolutely right. There's no reason, especially with the stuff that's gone on with Ferguson and these in Atlanta, in New York City, in almost every major city in the United States, there have been marches, there have been, you know, concerns, people that have been injured, things that, you know, frankly, maybe I've lived in the bubble, but I thought those things ended in 1967-68. I didn't think we'd ever see some of this again, and we are. So obviously I was naive.
Well, you know, it never went anywhere. I think it went underground, and now you know, you have people that are bold enough to bring it back out to the forefront, just like slavery. You know, which very much so exists. You know, there's modern day slavery. You know, it's not a white and black thing. It's not a Latino thing. It's not an Asian thing. You know, it's not an Adolf Hitler type thing. It's wanting to have control. You're wanting to be a bully, because you can, and they're not going to stop you, and so that's a lot of what's going on. And, you know, bullying is not a new thing that's been going on, but it's big. For some reason it's a big thing now. Hell, where was it at when I was bullied when I was coming up, but it wasn't a huge thing, you know. I mean, I don't understand. You know, people think a lot of these issues are new. None of these issues are new. Mm-hmm. They just put them in a different box, put different wrapping paper on them, but they're the same thing. Gay rights is a civil rights issue. You know, people say, well, it's not the new black. I said, but the discrimination is the same, because you're denying people of what they want was a right. Blacks did not have a right to do certain things. Women back further back didn't have the right. Black, white, no matter what, if you were a woman, you were not allowed to vote. You know, those same things that we fought so hard for. Here you are fighting for them again in a different manner, but a lot of people don't recognize them because it's not of interest to them, because it doesn't affect them. But in reality, it does, because who was fighting for you? to vote, women? Who was fighting for you, black people, to get the right to go to the same schools or have the opportunity, you know, to do certain things that you couldn't do back then? I mean, you had people like Martin Luther King, Rosa Parks. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. And so, I mean, it's the same stuff over and over again. And
Carrie posted a really good article and a very graphic photo from, you know, these Saudi Arabian women that are being beaten. And then human trafficking obviously is a huge issue in this country. Atlanta is number 11 is as far as the most serious human trafficking problem in the world, not even in the United States. Atlanta, Georgia is number 11 in the world for them bringing people in, and it's kind of like the modern day slavery. And again, I'm going back to Lorraine Broderick, who is on the writing staff of Days, that if they were using her in a different way, maybe we would see more of the things you're talking about. Because actually, whether it was a fantastic story with a great budget, that's questionable. But they made a very strong attempt on the new, renewed All My Children that they did on Hulu to do a human trafficking story.
Yes. And Marlene McPherson wrote that story. And it kind of just makes you think, you know, was it really her fault? Was it really the co-writer's fault? You know, because if you look at certain things, it kind of like it was night and day. Because that human sex trafficking story on All My Children was award winning. It was award winning. Salisha, the young girl, the girl from Top Model, was sensational in the role. It was a fabulously written story. It's something that happens, but yet again, you know, it doesn't. That show doesn't survive for whatever reason, and Marlene is let go or whatever else the case may be. But that story was it was awesome. It was absolutely awesome, and so it kind of makes you think, was it really the writer's fault, or was it somebody trying to play God yet again? You say, well, that's getting too...
It's all business. It's all money, and that's the whole thing, is that those shows did not have the right backing to start off with in order for them to really have the distribution and the publicity and the things that they needed in order to really gain an audience. They didn't even understand what it was going to take for them to be able to garner an audience. And so therefore that's why, you know, it's not that the shows were necessarily bad, although I actually think All My Children was better than One Life to Live was, and that was kind of surprising to me because they had more recurring cast on One Life to Live than they did on All My Children. But that's just like a network. That's just like, you know, it's just like, do you have the backing, the money of the network and the distributors for the shows? And like I said, I think CBS right now still probably has the strongest backing because they have, you know, a very visible VP over daytime television. There is no visible VP at NBC. And you know, obviously there's only one, you know, daytime show on ABC, but I think we have Frank Valentini and Frank Valentini and Frank Carlovati that are really, have delivered. So therefore they get a little bit, I think they get more leeway because they've delivered a lot on General Hospital. But a lot of it I think is not necessarily that people in the United States that don't want to know these things and aren't aware that these things are going on. It's just that the networks don't necessarily think they're getting the audience and therefore they're going to get make the money that they need to in daytime. So they're more tempted to show it at prime time than they are in daytime, which is a shame because really, just like Marianne was saying earlier, none of us, how many of us watch any of these shows when they're aired? We all watch them when it's convenient for us.
Right.
But I'm not. But I'm not working on.
Great discussion, but I got to go. I'm tired. So, but Dawn made a good point. Yeah, it's good discussions, and yeah, I think they should do things that are more relevant to what's going on today. But
mm-hmm.
Yeah. So yeah, thanks for your input. So, but I got to go.
Okay. Well, I definitely understand.
Yeah, had a long day. So
y'all have a good evening. Y'all take care.
Yeah, thanks,
okay.
Guys.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Good night.
Okay,
bye.
Love you all.
Yeah.
Well, thanks, everybody. Thanks, Kenna. Thanks, Angela. Thanks, Jamie and Marianne. We'll see you guys next week. And hi, Dia. Bye.